Welcome to Small Time Leaders, a 10-minute podcast about how giving credit to others can help you experience more success and meaning in your leadership and life. My name is Michael Allen Tate, but my friends call me Mike. I work with accomplished business people who want to design a personal strategy to make their next big move their best move. In each of my podcasts, you will hear a successful leader talk about a couple of people in their lives who did or said a small thing that was so on point and profound that it still impacts how they live and work today, which I've come to call small-time leader moments.
Well, John, good to have you back. Man, thanks for the stories about David, your buddy, who kind of got you out of the muck when this thing hit and got you going and reminded us to stop looking at limitations and what we can do. So how's your day going today, and what's on your mind about something you're thankful for?
Life is good. And last thing I think of when people say, what are you thankful for? And I know it doesn't sound real compassionate or sweet, but I'm thankful for technology. I mean, if you think about if this pandemic had happened 10 years ago, I mean, we wouldn't be doing what we're doing right now, you know, but it's allowed me to go from speaking live and in person to speaking virtually, but not just speaking virtually. I'm now speaking all over the world, which I'd never spoken outside of the US, but now I have. And I actually had my best year ever in my career, all thanks to technology. You know, it's emails and Zooms and Microsoft Teams and all those things that we get annoyed with, but I'll tell you, it makes our world go around now.
It is a different world for sure. So tell us about some other person that's been a leader in your life who's made a difference for you.
So I keep telling this woman I owe her something big. I don't know what it is yet, but her name's Angela Rabb. And Angela works for a realty company here in Indianapolis. And I guess she posted something on Facebook looking for somebody to lead some interactive training with her team. And a mutual friend connected us, and I ended up doing a one-hour workshop, and she absolutely loved it, brought me back. I did three or four more of them over the next 6 weeks. Then I don't hear from her for a while, and I thought maybe the last one she didn't like. Well, it turns out she quit and went and worked for a bigger company. Then she reaches out to me, and so it's like, hey, I want you to speak at this national event out in Utah. So fly me out. It was one of those cool things when I landed at the airport, there was a guy with my name on a card, picked me up in a limo. And I'm like, I'm officially cool. That's it, right? Doesn't get better than that. So I went and spoke, and I was speaking for 100 of the top Century 21 brokers in the nation, and their spouses were all there. Afterwards, the CEO approaches me and he said, how long have you been doing this? And I said, well, it's actually not my full-time job. I'm still a teacher. And he was like, what? I'm like, yeah, I taught yesterday and I flew out here and then I'm going to fly back tonight and teach again tomorrow. And he just kind of laughed at it. And then I get in the limo to go back to the airport and I'm with Angela Rabb again, the one that brought me in. And she said several things, but one of the ones that fit is she said, he told me to tell you, the CEO, Nick Bailey at the time, was the CEO of Century 21. She said, he told me to tell you to quit and you should do this full time. And she's like, John, you're doing something that nobody else is doing right now. And you're doing it in a way, whether you were with my classes with like 25 or 30 people or in a ballroom with 200 people, you're making something interactive. So they're laughing. Nobody's getting on their phone through the whole presentation. When they get done, everybody walks out and they're talking about how they're going to start using this with their company, with their team. She's like, you have something special. You need to quit your job. And I was like, it's scary. It's scary. And she's like, well, the other thing you need to do is raise your rates. She's like, I'm not going to tell you that before I sign the contract, but you need to raise your rates. And she told me that a couple of times. So it kind of goes to Angela. Am I allowed to shout out a second person in this?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, so tell me, but when he said, quit your job, tell me what that felt like. I mean, did you really want to, or was it just like, I have to have a job sort of deal?
Well, yeah, I mean, I grew up poor and, you know, getting a full-time teaching job with benefits and, you know, all that. I kind of thought this is what humans are supposed to do, you know, go put in your, well, I was going to say 40 hours, but I taught theater. So we had rehearsals after school and on weekends. So I've worked 50, 60 hours a week. And I just thought that's what you did. And I did this on the side and I loved it. And when I heard the CEO of a Fortune 500 company say, you should quit your job right away, it was the most exhilarating and terrifying thing I'd ever heard in my life at the same time. Cause I'm like, man, like to dream of just standing in front of people and getting them to play games and then helping them see how they can be better teams, how they can be better leaders, how they can be better communicators. And even a lot of people afterwards, like, this, I think, is going to help my marriage as much as it's going to help my company, but it's going to help them both a lot. And I said, I feel like I'm still helping people, which is why I got into teaching. But if I can do it in less hours a week, you know, and then be able to spend more time with my family, it's a dream. Like I said, it was still really, really scary at that point.
Right. Yeah, we all have this imaginary job that nobody really has a job. I always talk to people about that in my work is I got to have a job. No, at any minute, someone could change their mind and to take control of your own destiny. And that's actually a life of faith. Mm-hmm. Being a consultant is a life of faith because you don't know where your next money check's going to come from. So yeah, that's a big deal. And great that you have, and you probably thought, well, he's the CEO. He could quit his job and do whatever he wanted as well. Yeah. Who's right. this guy? Yeah. So how did you get from that point with Angela to getting to where you are now? You mentioned somebody else.
So there has to, yeah. So I get home, you know, just fired up and I come straight home and tell my wife, I'm like, so listen to this. And I tell her and she just quietly, and I'm an extrovert. You already know that from talking to me. I talk a mile a minute and my wife is an introvert and she just listens and processes. And I finally get done dumping everything on her. And she sits there for a second. She just goes, well, just quit your job. And it just like punches me in the chest. I'm like, really? And she's like, think about it. She was a teacher at the time as well. And she said, we can be on my health insurance. You know, I make enough money to pay the bills and we have money in savings. So even if you don't make any money in the first year, like we'll make it work. But the thing is, like, you're not even doing any marketing. You're not doing anything and you're getting gigs. It's just because people see you and see the value in what you're doing. Why don't we just go for it? So, I mean, there's not much more to the story than that. We talked about it. We prayed about it. And then I told my boss, I was like, I'll finish out this school year. But after this, I'm going to, you know, jump out of the plane and hopefully this parachute works.
That is a big jump. So what's been surprising in your own world, your own job, and what's been disappointing? What have you experienced as you moved into this entrepreneurial place?
What's been surprising to me is so many people are willing to be helpful. When you first asked me to be on the podcast and we talked about it, I mean, I started going through names of other speakers and names of people in marketing and names of all these people who just want to help and they don't want anything out of it. And it's been surprising because I thought, well, when I get in the speaking business, every other speaker is my competition, right? Like, I'm McDonald's now, so I don't like Burger King. I don't like Wendy's. I don't like all these people. But it turns out nobody's fighting anybody because especially if I'm the keynote speaker at a big conference, they're not going to have me keynote speak again next year, most likely. So they just need one good person a year. And so we form this network and we help each other out and we give each other advice. And the most surprising, wonderful thing of all of this is I don't feel like I have any competition. Like I don't get every gig I talk to somebody about, but I don't fail to get the gig because they don't think I was good. They just think somebody else might be a better fit at this point. And what I always say, if I don't get the gig is like, well, if you go with somebody else, if you decide to do it internally, please let me know what I can help you with as far as coming up with ideas. And one guy, a president of a company last night said, if we do it internally, I'm not going to take away your skill and stuff. I'm like, oh, you won't have my skill, but I'll give you some of my knowledge and you can still have a good event because it's not about me making $1 million because financially I'm doing well enough that I'm not worried about money. It's about you having a good event. And if we can help each other be successful, I honestly think the world's just going to get a little bit better. And if we can make the world a little bit better every day, we're all going to be good. And there might come a time in the future when we work together, there might not, or you might refer me to somebody else, but it's been neat to see in this business, good people really are successful.
Yeah. The world is full of them. Isn't that amazing? Yeah. A few years ago, I connected with my main competition guy in Birmingham, and he and I just avoided each other for years. I'm not kidding. And now since we've talked, we're just helping each other out. And it happened because of COVID too. You just saw this, you know, we kind of reached out. And so it's been a wonderful thing. What's your big takeaway for our listeners today to take with them from this experience you've had of going from teacher to platform guy?
It really just like try and ignore the self-doubt. I like to think of self-doubt as a pair of dirty glasses and you put on those dirty glasses and everything's kind of foggy. But if you can just take off the glasses, I mean, I'm a man of faith and I believe God puts signs in, but if somebody listening, if it's not faith, I just believe that signs are there telling you what to do I mean, it's literally people sometimes going, quit your job. Or sometimes it's just these little things going, maybe this is what I should pursue. Ignore your self-doubt. And when those signs are telling you to go for it, know that. I mean, this is what this podcast is all about. Know that you're not only going to be able to do it, but you're going to have people along the way that are helping you. So just go for it, you know, jump.
Well, John, thanks so much for reminding us to look for those small-time leaders, and they're all around us. Thanks so much for the time, and we'll be talking in the future.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for listening. I'd like to leave you with a thought. I believe that we live in a small world that often feels out of control, but I also believe there is a big God who is in control and who speaks to us in a still, small voice. And if we just listen, we may be granted the occasion to make a positive difference in someone's life. So I challenge you to be a small-time leader today and help someone see themselves in a brand new way. Thanks again for listening to this podcast. For more information about my firm, blog, products, today's special guest, please go to michaelallentate.com or smalltimeleaders.com. And don't forget to subscribe to the Small Time Leader podcast so you never miss an episode. And join our Facebook group for more exclusive content. I'll see you on the next episode of Small Time Leaders.